Welcome to the Ziglar Show, episode 448. Today, we talk about a topic that fewer and fewer people are aware they need training in, but more people than ever need help. If you have a product or a service you'd like to offer others, if you have an idea or a mission that you know would benefit mankind or just those close to you, if you are, heck, single and desire a mate, or if you simply want the ability to influence anyone toward anything that could benefit them, you need a set of skills. Now, Zig refers to them as sales, and I'll explain more about that in just a moment.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes. From coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind. You can change what you are. You can change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. You cannot become what you need to be by remaining what you are. If you can't take a huge step to begin with, take as big a step as you can, but take it now. That's the key. Take it now.
You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want.
Today's a brand new day, and it's yours.
Hey, everyone. This is Kevin Miller, host of The Ziglar Show. So sales, a big, big thing in Zig Ziglar's primary profession. That's what he was originally known as, and throughout his career, that was still a primary thing that he taught. Big companies brought him in to teach sales. Aside from being one of the world's greatest authorities on personal development, inspiration, motivation, again, sales was, that was his expertise. And as Zig famously quoted, everyone is in sales, and I could not agree more. So, he was often hired to speak directly to literal sales professionals. Okay. Come into companies and literally talk to sales professionals, host events where they would bring in sales professionals, people whose, that was their title, was sales for whatever organization. And for any of you listening, everybody listening, all of us work somewhere and get paid because somebody is in sales, is selling what we're a part of. Now, obviously, some people are more on the front lines with that as their specific role, but we're all involved in it. And what we're going to talk about today, following Zig's message, is that we literally all, this is something we all need to understand and an ability that we needed to have. But in regards to sales professionals, as you'll hear him talk, he uses some specific vernacular that, again, you may not readily relate to, but I think that's where sometimes people get lost in the message because they say, well, that doesn't pertain to me. This does. This is my preface here, just to entreat you to listen and believe that this message from Zig, where he is talking specifically about sales, is highly relevant for you if you're here listening as a Ziglar listener, because a primary skill that we need in whatever we are pursuing. Though the highest majority of Ziglar listeners are more closely associated with sales to some degree, whether they own their own business or you know, doing independent contracting, or they are involved in work where whether they're the salesperson, they're still closely aligned or closely, I guess that, you know, they're not too far removed from the sales process, selling something to an end user. That's what we all get paid for. Now, before I jump in and give you Zig's message here, I think it's about 10 minutes. I want to give you a heads up that the next show that we're doing is a Q&A show that I'll be doing with Tom Ziglar. We continue to get requests for more Q&A shows, that you guys really enjoy those. And we do get a lot of questions coming in that we call out, you know, some of the ones, a lot of them kind of overlap, and we'll pull them together. But if you want to get a question to us on your personal journey of inspiring your true performance, if it's a specific show issue or a show topic that we talked about, even today's show, and I'll remind you about this again, if there's a question as you're listening to this, go, gosh, yeah, but that's, I don't understand that, or, oh, that's bothersome, or tell me more about that. Let us know, and we'll try to address it personally. So you can go to ask.zigshow.com or just email us at ask@zigshow.com. All right, well, here is Zig, and then we'll dig in.
Finding someone willing to buy, how to stay in business and the profession of selling. One of the ongoing debates at every sales get-together, meaning when two salespeople start talking, is, what is the most important part of the selling process? The reality is, if you can't handle all phases of the sales process, you will not sell enough to stay in the profession. However, regardless of how good your closing skills, your product, your ability to handle objections, your presentation, or your skills at determining wants and needs, if you don't have a prospect, you're out of business. The consensus among the outstanding salespeople and sales trainers is almost unanimous. Prospecting is the most important key to sales success. Well, what is a prospect? A prospect is an individual or group capable of making the decision on the product or service the salesperson is selling. There is obviously a difference between a prospect and a suspect. A suspect is a name that could be a prospect. So the name, any name, offers hope. But unless that hope has a solid foundation, then we only have a suspect. A prospect has a need for the product, a possible desire to own that product, and the financial capacity to implement that decision. You spend time with suspect. You invest time with prospects. So the question becomes, when do people prospect? The answer is all the time. Prospecting is not an 8-to-5 job. Prospecting, when done graciously, can be done in virtually any environment, including social situations, on an airplane, in an airport, at a luncheon, a club meeting, or wherever people are present. Once again, the best-paying hard work in the world is selling, and the poorest-paying easy work in the world is selling. Our chosen field is not an industry that allows us to coast. When you get in the business of professional selling, or more importantly, when the business gets in you, you will discover that prospecting is not a chore. It is truly an exciting opportunity for success. My friend Cabot Robert has a little phrase, you gotta circulate before you can percolate. How true it is. There's no denying the fact that activity in the world of sales is critical. You do need to be making contacts and calls. The alert salesperson is constantly in the state of awareness, with eyes and ears open for business. In the minds of most people, COD stands for cash on delivery. But in the world of prospecting, COD has an entirely different meaning. The C stands for communication. This means that every time you communicate with anybody who remotely resembles a prospect or one who might know a prospect, in some way you communicate the business you're in and your interest in sharing the excitement of what you have to offer with the prospect. The O stands for observation. You watch and listen to what's going on around you, whether it's in an elevator, on a bus, in a crowded store, at a club, or social gathering. The D stands for dedication. You need to be dedicated to the concept of making the contacts and getting those references. Now, let's do a more detailed analysis on COD and see what we can learn about finding more prospects. One of the keys in prospecting is to always remember that the person with whom you've already established a relationship is probably your best prospect for additional goods, products, or services. If you represent a company which has an extensive line of products, or if they've come out with new items, you certainly want to offer them to your customers. You've already covered the basic obstacles in the sales process. You've built a relationship. Develop confidence and rapport. Establish the fact that you're a person who can be trusted and convince the prospect that what you offer has value. Under these circumstances, it's natural that these customers are your best prospects to sell additional items. Suppose you're brand new. You picked up these tapes and your sample kit all on the same day, and you don't even have prospect number one. Where do you start? Answer. You begin by opening your eyes and observing everything around you. You will notice that in your office there are customer files with which you can begin working. Chances are excellent that your trainer and your company will be not only willing but anxious to share this information with you so you can start making those contacts on the service and referral concept as your beginning point. To be successful, you must understand the sin of the desert. An individual who knows where the water is in the desert but will not share the information with others is committing the sin of the desert. The successful salesperson learns to feel that a customer who is completely sold on the product but will not share the names of other prospects for the product they are purchasing is guilty of the sin of the desert. The sin of the desert for the sales professional is not actively prospecting every day, and especially with the people for whom you make presentations. Selling is a transference of feeling, and to transfer feeling, you must have strong feelings. Once you truly believe in the sin of the desert as a salesperson, you will be infinitely more capable of persuading your customers and prospects that they in turn should refer you to other people who will benefit from your goods or services. Whether beginning or experienced, professional salespeople use a technique known as eagle eye prospecting. By carrying a tape recorder as you drive around, you can easily and safely record the names and addresses when you sight possible prospects. Billboards, storefronts, auto advertising, anything that looks like a legitimate prospect can be recorded. Are you practicing your powers of observation? You will notice that many professional salespeople are very much involved with their community. This includes those sales pros like the architects, CPAs, merchants, motel managers, doctors, teachers, and others who realize the importance of selling skills in what is traditionally perceived as a non-selling role. Dave Leniger, the founder of Remax, is a firm believer that salespeople should get involved in civic activities. However, Dave stresses that the objective you have in joining worthwhile civic organizations should be service-oriented. He feels that if your major objective in joining the organization is to market to the membership, it is probably going to alienate many of the people you want to influence. I concur with that assessment because, in essence, that has to do with manipulation and not motivation. If you're in the group, organization, or club with a what's in it for me attitude rather than a what can I do to help attitude, you're doing the group and yourself a great disservice. If you love the city you work in and want to give something back to your community and help make it better, you should get involved. Dave points out that your spirit and attitude will make a favorable impression on the people you're with, and as a result, friendships will develop and the members will want to do business with you. Pressure selling. where we must make the sale to survive is often caused by lack of prospects. If you're making a call on your last prospect, the feeling you transfer is one of desperation and personal need and not value for your product or service. Add to this the fact that if you don't sell this prospect, you're out of business. That is enormous pressure, and it will cripple and eventually kill any sales career.
Okay, great stuff from Zig. I want to break down some specific issues right there. Now, this episode of The Ziglar Show is brought to you in part by a frequent supporter, ZipRecruiter. So we have a lot of business owners in the Ziglar audience, and if you own or run a business, you have to hire and find quality team members. So do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? So posting your job in one place is not enough to find quality candidates. I know, I've gone through the hassle. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post the job once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. So find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, Ziglar listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. Okay, folks, so great message from Zig. And back to what I said in the intro. Again, if you have a skill, an ability, a product, or a message that you want to get to people, the most important thing, as Zig said, is prospecting, getting in front of the right people. And who are they? Now, again, I'm going to say there's a lot of people out there listening right now and are always growing numbers of subscribers who've never really even heard much talk at all on sales, and further have not heard talk on prospecting. There's a lot of people who are involved in sales who don't know a whole lot. They've never really done any formal training on sales. And again, the term of prospecting is not that common. And those who are in sales, there's a lot of them who don't do it well. That's why he made it a primary topic right here. And we're talking about it today. So prospecting is getting in front of the right people. Who are they? Well, Zig says that a prospect is an individual or a group able to make a decision. Then he distinguishes between a prospect and a suspect. And the thing, folks, and being involved for so many years, for over 6 years, I ran an online membership called Free Agent Academy, where I helped people transition from traditional employment to self-employment, to where for a lot of them, it's the first time that they were responsible for selling a product and often selling themselves. And the thing I see or saw, and I've always seen and continue to see people fall victim to, is the thinking that often everyone is viable for what they are selling, or that they, you know, they put their most of their efforts into broadcasting to the masses. That's like social media these days. You take your offering and you blast it around Facebook or Twitter and wherever, and it's like a billboard, and you're just trying to interrupt everyone and hoping that you'll find viable candidates. But you may have the feeling that, oh, this is something that everybody needs, and you waste a lot of time, and you can irritate people, and it just does not pan out. So we're going to give a real quick focus to that. I mean, folks, there's no product, service, or message that everyone is a prospect for. And real quick, just as I say that myself, you start thinking, okay, it's got to be something. Everybody needs, you know, light bulbs, toilet paper, or yada, yada. You can go down that. But no matter what you come out with, it is impossible for your specific product to be the right one for everybody. Let's take a light bulb, for instance. Whatever light bulb you make, it's either going to be the mid-range. And if it's a mid-range light bulb and I'm a high-end, I want the one that's going to last 1 million years and pay top dollar, then yours is not viable for me. I am not a prospect for you. If you make a low-end one and I'm that high-end person, again, I'm not the prospect for you. If you make the high-end one and I'm a cheapskate, then again, you've got to know exactly who your product is for. And somewhat in that, there's the reality too of, if you provide a product or a service, are you looking for people who are already interested in what your product or service is and you want to showcase that yours is a better option or yours is a more appropriate option for a certain segment? Or do you have something that you want to go out and try to awaken people to the need for, to say, folks, you don't realize what is happening here to you, where you're suffering from or how you could benefit from. And neither of those is right or wrong, but it's very different. I think a lot of times people are not aware of that piece right there. It's a really good question to ask yourself. Are you looking to sell to people who already know their need, have a desire for your product, which Zig's going to say here in just a second, or are you trying to awaken people to that need? If you're just awakening, then yeah, you really are blasting out to a lot of suspects. Though even there should still be a target market of people you know who are most viable for your product. I mean, knowing your primary target market and promoting to them is the heart of prospecting, which Zig, he said this in the message. He said a prospect is, number one, someone who has a need for the product. Okay. Number two, they have a possible desire to own that product. Number three, they have the financial capacity to implement that decision. And then he goes on to say, you spend your time with suspects, you invest your time with prospects. So I'm going to give you, on that note, I'm going to give you a story that will probably make you cringe because you've probably had it happen to you. And it may be one of the things, if you're one of those people where sales is not a term that gives you warm fuzzies at all, it may be because you witnessed this or you were a victim to this or you've heard people talk about this. So I had a guy, the guy that I met at church, and he was real nice, you know, amiable guy, and said, man, I'd really, you know, I'm new to the area. I'd really love to just pick your brain on some things. Could I buy you coffee? And I said, gosh, you know, sure, I can. Went and sat down at a coffee shop that I can see from where I'm sitting in the studio right now. Went in there, and pretty quick, he pulls out this thing and goes on a spiel of offering this investment focused product that really then was geared towards college, you know, saving up for your kids' colleges. And he knew I was a businessman. I had kids in college. So he thought I was a viable prospect. Well, one, he was very, very lacking in integrity as he hooked me into this with a premise that was not valid. So he lost not only any ability to sell me on this product or service that, again, might have been a great product or service. Not only did he lose me right then, but he repelled me, and I would then not wish him upon anyone else. It was horrific. So we've probably all witnessed that. That's a really bad end of the story. But now a second thing is he looked at me and looked at what he assumed was my, you know, business acumen, intellectual status, whatever, socioeconomic status, saw that I had kids and thought, man, that's a great prospect. However, he did not know I am not a financial investor in that scenario. If I'm going to invest money, it's primarily going to be either in a business I'm involved with or real estate. Those are just my chosen scenarios. Nothing against, you know, mutual funds and the stock market or whatever. Those are just not my chosen ones. He did not bother to check that out. If he had, he would have known I was absolutely not remotely I was decidedly against that, or not, again, I'm not against it, but I was decidedly not. I know I'm not going to put, I have no interest in that. And then nobody should waste their time doing that. I know it's viable. I have friends who are doing great there. It's just not my chosen method. So he didn't know that. The next thing, his focus was college, knowing that I had a lot of kids and saving up for their funds. Well, and this may shock or upset some folks there. I do have a lot of kids. It's not that I don't have the ability to help with their colleges. I don't. I help with a lot of things in their life. That's one that I said from the get-go that I'm not going to. If that's a decision that they want to make, I will support and encourage them, but I'm not going to financially. That's them deciding to do that, just like if they went into a business for themselves. Not that we don't help out here and there, but I'm not just funding it automatically. Again, it's just a personal decision. He did not know that, but that's something that in being a salesman for this product or service, he should be finding these things out before he assumes somebody is a prospect. So I was a suspect that he assumed was a prospect. So it's a lot about what Zig talked about at the end of the show, which is good selling is caring. It's understanding somebody's true need and being sure that what you have is a good fit for that, not trying to persuade them that it is, but caring for them enough to understand whether it's not, and having walkaway power to go. If he had asked me a few questions at the front of it, he would have respectfully gone, "Oh my gosh, Kevin, I now understand. I don't want to waste your time at all. Let's chat, get to know each other, and enjoy a cup of coffee. Or gosh, get on your way. I don't want to waste your time." I would have referred him to other people. I knew other people that would have been good prospects for him. He spent time with me. As going back to what Zig said, you spend some time with suspects, you invest time with prospects. And he tried to invest time with me right off the bat, and I was not a viable prospect.
Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com.
I live high up in the Rocky Mountains where the air is clean and fresh as possible, but then I step indoors and I'm breathing in untold amounts of toxins and allergens from paint and carpet and cleaning chemicals and pets and furniture and appliances and mold and so on. Studies show the indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air anywhere you are, and in some places it's 100 times worse than that. Well, the solution is to get an air purifier, and Air Doctor is just the best out there. It filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen and pet dander and dust mites and mold and even bacteria and viruses, so your lungs don't have to try to do that. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com. You can use the promo code Kevin, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So to get the special deal, go to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code Kevin.
Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin.
Now, let me comment on something Zig said next. He asked, when should you prospect? Okay, because what he said there, I'm just going to make it understandable because I know what he meant. I know the context of Zig overall. Right here, if you take just what he said, it may be a little confusing for you. So what he said, when should you prospect? Okay, when? And he said all the time, any environment, social situations, airplanes, wherever people are present. Okay, that at face value is going to make a lot of you cringe if you don't know the rest of Zig's message on selling and prospecting. So let me just clarify it for you. Okay. Again, most all of us have had experiences with someone who's always looking to sell anyone and everything on something, and we loathe it, we shy away from it, and it may be why the term selling and sales is dirty to some of you guys out there, and I apologize for those people. They were doing it wrong. To Zig, again, sales is caring about people who you can help with your product or service and helping them get the help that they need, taking away the real and perceived obstacles of something they really do want and need. That's good sales. But his prospect, and as he talked about that, he was always on the lookout for a viable prospect and an interested party. Again, go back up to what he said. A prospect is someone who has a need for the product, has a possible desire to own that product, and the financial capacity to implement that decision. Until you have figured that out. So if he's out in a social situation, it's not that he's always looking to sell something. Okay. I mean, the guy who did well, he wasn't always, but he believed in what he was selling. He was happy to do that. It was his profession. And so he was always looking for that. In the course of conversation, if it came out that someone actually had a need for a product that he had, that they had a desire to own it and they had the financial capacity, that's what he was always looking for in every situation. So as he talked about that and goes through that list of any environment, wherever people are present, he was open to listening for that. And talking to people and seeing, does what he have, could it help somebody there? And he may come out of a church gathering and have somebody who's so thrilled that they met him because he had something that they wanted needed, and he was thrilled to have made a sale. So again, his prospecting was not looking to offer what he sold to anyone and everyone, but to always be on the lookout for a viable prospect. You know, and on that note, you know, if I'm at church, let's say, as far as a social gathering, I'm talking with people, I'm just there to be with them. But imagine if someone is lamenting about their desire to progress in their life, but they're lacking motivation. They're suffering with their self-image. Would that not be a viable time, if I really cared, to say, gosh, you know, you ever heard of Zig Ziglar and ever really pursued anything on personal development, on helping your self-image? You know, can I love to give you a book or help tune you in? Now, I'm involved in that. I personally benefit to a degree, right? I'm involved because I believe in it. I'm grateful for the revenue that I get as the host of the Ziglar Show. But it's something I would do for free if I was a billionaire, because people need this. And so one of my favorite quotes from Zig is, if you have a product or a service that you know can benefit someone, it is your moral obligation to sell it. They need to buy it. They need to offer something for the value that they're going to get. It's a win-win both ways. But again, that's what Zig is talking about. Always being aware for somebody who you could help with this thing that you have and hopefully believe in. And I've seen people who have knowledge and skills and abilities and products and services and messages that could save someone's life, but they won't ever speak out about it, especially amongst personal lives, because they're too afraid of coming off, you know, salesy. Which I understand. I truly do. And I folks, as an admission, I have done that at times. I have done that at times and come back later and talked about and felt bad about it. So there's my admission. Of course, that's why I'm here with you, to learn from Zig. I'm not here as the host of Ziglar Show because I've arrived and I've got this all figured out. I'm learning as well. Love it. But let me speak to all our listeners. The majority who are of the Ziglar Show listeners are involved, again, as I said before, with a product or a service or a message where they benefit pretty closely associated to the actual sale. And, you know, all of us, again, we all are reliant, no matter where we are in whatever company, on something being sold. But again, admittedly, some people are more on the front lines of that. But let me speak to them, especially, I mean, my gosh, artists, solopreneurs, and very small businesses, which some would call micro businesses, where there's less than 5 employees, 10 employees. What Zig is speaking to with prospecting is huge. I mean, so many of, and I'll say myself, because I'm primarily a small business guy, many are focused on serving the next customer or client or patient that they get. And meanwhile, they aren't lining up more business, which comes from prospecting. So your business is up and down and up and down. Knowing how many inquiries it takes to make an actual sale will tell you how much marketing, promotion, and again, prospecting you need to be doing. I mean, so many folks complete a sale, finish up with the customer, get paid, really happy, but then look up and realize, oh my goodness, I've been totally focused here. I don't have anything in the pipeline. I don't have another project on the horizon here to get paid for. So now I got to go out from ground zero, fervently look for business. When I find it, then it often gets, again, full attention. Everything's there until you get paid, and then it's back to zero again. That's very indicative of a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people in business for themselves, a lot of artists that they do that's very stereotypical. Some part of our everyday, or at least every week, needs to be involved with prospecting, which again, folks, this doesn't mean door to door and it has to be going to social events. I'm not that kind of guy, but your marketing promotion is happening. Do you have things that you've invested in that are out there driving viable eyes and ears to what you have to offer? And that's happening while you are fulfilling a product or a service or a message that somebody has purchased. So getting what you offer in front of viable people, that's your target market. So hey, as I mentioned before on this, as we're talking about a specific issue that's very close to home for the majority of you, if you have personal questions, okay, yeah, how do I do that in my business? Or yeah, this is what I'm struggling with. Please send it to us. Tom Ziegler and myself will address those questions. You can go to ask.zigshow.com and submit it there. Or email us at ask@zigshow.com, and Tom and I will, again, address those questions. There's one more important point that Zig just kind of touched on that's huge, and it's worthy of us pulling out, and I want to jump on that before we wrap up. But I do want to thank Princess Cruise Lines, a new supporter of the Ziegler Show. So according to a recent poll done by the Huffington Post, listen to this, more than half of Americans took 7 or fewer vacation days last year. This has been diminishing continually over time for a long time. I've known that. I've been aware of that. And folks, I understand it. I understand it well. But we also know how vacation and time outside of the grind of your life, even if it's a great grind, is so important in reducing stress, improving mental health, and strengthening your relationships. So make this year different and take some time for yourself with Princess Cruise Lines. Amongst cruise lines, they were voted to have the best itineraries. Princess Cruises are an easy, convenient way to travel and can take you wherever there's an ocean. So whether you're dreaming of whale watching in Juneau or dancing the tango amidst the colorful streets of Buenos Aires, there's a destination for you. Right now, they are having the Princess Cruise Anniversary Sale, and you can get up to $600 in free onboard spending money that you can use to sip wines you can't pronounce, go cage diving, or unwind at the Lotus Spa. It's a prime time to take your next vacation on a Princess Cruise, so visit princess.com/Ziegler for more details now. Again, that's Princess, PRINCESS.com/Ziegler. All right, so folks, the last thing I wanted to hit was something that Zig talked about, and he said it, and I'll paraphrase a little bit, that the best person often, the best customer client to sell to, or the best person to sell to is a customer or a client who you have already done business with. So let's talk about that real quick, because it is something that I had my marketing teeth cut on over 2 decades ago. And yet it's amazing in today's world. It's one of those testimonies of how we're so rife with information and knowledge, and yet we so over time don't do those things that we know to be true. Repeat and referral business is the most profitable, the easiest to procure business that there is to have. And yet so many companies, when was the last time that you were pursued, thanked, and nurtured to give a referral to or to do business with again by somebody you have done business with? It's very few and far between, and yet that's where the money is. So I'll tell you a real quick story. I think I've told it on some of the shows. It's been a while though. So one of my first actual career type gigs, and actually it was the only time I've actually been a literal W-2 employee, was back in, I believe, 1996 is when I started, 96, 97. So a lot of our folks are also listeners of the Dave Ramsey Show. So I worked for Dave for just a little bit, as did my wife when he was working out of his house. And then we both ended up working then for Mike Hardwick of Churchill Mortgage, who's been an advertiser on Dave's radio show since the dawn of his radio show. So I went there. Very unique opportunity I had. Mike had gotten involved with an organization that was focused on increasing repeat and referral business for realtors and lenders. And Mike wanted to take those systems and figure out how to make it work for his company. And things just lined up, and I got that gig. So I spent 2 years fully focused on increasing the repeat and the referral business for Churchill Mortgage. In 2 years, we quadrupled the repeat and referral business for that company. It was a huge, huge success. The money that we spent to do that was so much less than going out there looking for a stranger, somebody we did not know. It's because, folks, when you have somebody you've done business with, again, assuming that you gave them a good product, gave them a good service, you did a good job, they are the ones that now trust you. You have their trust. So whatever category you're in, product or service-wise, that you sold in, out of all the other ones out there, they know you, they trust you. Their propensity to do business with you, again, is high if you court them. And that's when we miss it. That's when we miss it, because time will go on. And here, case in point right now, I have a rental house and I need to have the septic system pumped. A couple years ago, 3 years ago, I had a guy come out and do it. I remember him. He was really nice. He had a really good price and did a good job. I paid him, I don't know, if memory serves, $300 maybe. And he's gone. I need to have it done again. I can't remember his name. I can't remember the guy's name, can't remember the company's name. And so I'm going to go in and find the next one. And by the way, if he just sent me something every once per quarter, didn't it be a promotion just to say, hey, you know, or actually better than that would be kind of like your tire company should do, you know, or usually does, for him to say, have me on his file with a little ticker to come up every year or every 2 years or whatever, just say, hey, it's been X long since you had it done. And in my case, he knew that I had it as a rental house. And when you've got different renters in there, you don't know what they may have put down in there. He'd say, hey, we know that it's hard to keep track of that. You don't know what went down there. It'd probably be good service to service that. I would be grateful for that, him keeping in contact with me, and he would absolutely get my business. And if there happened to be anybody else, and I live out here where I live up in the mountains, there's a lot of folks who are on their own septic system, and he's who I would refer. I can't refer him and I can't use him again. He has not stayed in touch. And if he asked me at that time, this is what we did at Churchill Mortgage. If he had asked me at that time, said, look, man, I'm doing this for you. If I did a good job, you may know some of your, you know, neighbors and stuff who might benefit from me. Could you put me in contact with them, or at least give them my card? And there's a good chance that I would have done that, but he did not ask for the referral as well. So Zig, again, talked about that, but we could do an entire show on that. Let me just say this, folks, if you are in business for yourself or you're involved in sales to any degree, your best bet on putting your time, your effort, and your money is to go to the people you've already done business with and nurture them to do business with you again, or nurture them to give you a referral. At the health and wellness clinic that I'm involved in, whenever we ask every person who came in, how did you find out about us? How did you find out about us? Not quite 50% of them, I'd say 30 to 40% come from a referral from an existing patient. We ask, because we have to do this because it's a medical environment and personal, you can't just share personal information. So we have to ask, and we say, hey, can we share with that person? Can we thank them, tell them that you enrolled with us, and can we thank them for that? And of course, so far, 100% of them said yes. And we send that person a gift certificate. It's actually a $50 gift certificate to a high-end restaurant here in the area with a thank you card. And it's worth its weight in gold. The chance of that person referring another person is dramatically high, not because they needed $50. It's because they were recognized for making that referral. Great way to do business. So folks, that's a golden nugget from Zig that I wanted to expound upon for you. It's not done near enough in our day and age and marketplace, and yet it is a gold mine. It's the gold mine for most successful businesses. Well, folks, thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, again, next show is a Q&A with Tom. If you got anything to shoot to us, you want us to address, go to ask.zigshow.com or email us at ask@zigshow.com. Thanks for being with me as we inspire our true performance together.
We have a lot of entrepreneurs in the What Drives You audience, so I've got a podcast for you, The Side Hustle Show with host Nick Loper. Nick showcases how you can make extra money through stories and ideas of regular people who made it happen, and that's what I appreciate about the show. We so often hear about the unicorn ideas, and we don't hear the regular stories of regular people doing fairly regular things, like Shelly, who started a travel blog in 2020 and now brings in $50,000 a month, or Lenny, who started renting out mobility scooters, makes $3,000 a month. You'll hear stories of people reviewing Amazon products, washing windows, and you'll find inspiration from something that can work for you while you keep your day job. Check out The Side Hustle Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app, or at sidehustlenation.com. You can actually answer a few short multiple choice questions at hustle.show and get a personalized playlist of the episodes that'll be most relevant to you. The Side Hustle Show.